You need to be very careful. God says, Cain, sin is couching at your doorstep. Its desire is towards you. Its desire is towards you. Why sin desires you? Not to kiss you, not to give you money. Why a wolf desires a sheep? Do you think that it is to give the sheep some presentation? No. The sheep is food for the wolf. Likewise, the sin is couched at your doorstep. Its desires is towards you. Satan comes only for three things, Jesus said. He is coming to steal, to destroy, and to kill. When sin comes to you, it has only three things in its mind. It wants to steal your purity, it wants to kill you, and destroy you forever. So God says, Cain, the desire of sin is towards you. You need to master it, or it will master you. This is the message for you today. The sin coucheth at your doorstep. Its desires is towards you. But your desire should never towards it. You need to master it. Otherwise, it will master you. Make all your desires under your feet. Master it. Otherwise, you are going to be mastered by, ruled by your sin. 1 John chapter 3 verse 12. Cain, who was of the evil one, slew his brother, and wherefore he killed him, because his own work was evil and his brother was righteous. Because he was of the devil, he desired sin, he delighted in sin, and he committed sin. Even before he committed sin, he was a sinner. Many times we think we are committing sins, and finally we become a sinner. No, it is just opposite. We are not becoming sinners by committing sin. Rather, we are committing sin because we are sinners. Here, sin is not just an act. It is a character. Sin is not just a fruit. It is a root. Because the seed of the devil abides in a sinner. I am a child of God because God's seed abides in me. But in a sinner, the seed of devil abides in him. Cain desired, delighted, and committed sin. He did not want to lose the pleasures of sin. He chose sin. And when you choose sin, you are choosing devil. And devil becomes your father. That's why John says in verse 7, 1 John chapter 3 verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. Sin is a serious thing. Do not hear the words of the people who consider sin as a light thing. Sin is a serious thing. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Be serious. Hallelujah. But this is not the end of the story. You have a great news for you. Don't think that you are a prey of the devil. Verse 8 says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. The very purpose of the incarnation of Jesus is to destroy the works of the devil. What is the work of the devil? The work of the devil is sin. Jesus came here to destroy the work of sin in my life. Verse 9 says, whosoever born of God is not committing sin. We are not a prey of Satan. We are children of God. We have the power of God. Because Jesus came here to destroy the work of the devil. His seed is inside me. So I can destroy the work of the devil. Those who commit sin, he is the child of devil. In my life, God's seed abide in me. So I can resist devil. And with the power of my new birth, I will destroy all the sins in my life. Verse 10 says, by this we know who is a child of God and who is a child of the devil. Those who are of the devil commit sin. Those who are born of God do not commit sin. The seed of God that is within me produces fruit. A mango tree will never produce a jackfruit. You cannot see a papaya on a coconut tree. The seed is different. If I have the seed of God within me, then I will produce the fruit. The seed of devil is inside the sinners and they produce sin. And God's seed is in me and that produces righteousness. By the fruit you will know the tree. This is the difference between the children of devil and the children of God. Please. Hallelujah. I just want to ask you one thing. Do you live the life of the child of God or do you live the life of the child of devil? Everyone who delight in sin, who commits sin, is willfully choosing devil as their father. Don't call it a fall. When you are committing a sin, you are crossing the boundary. God has put a boundary for everything in your life. God has put a boundary for your food, your clothing, your house, your car. God has put a boundary in your family life. Your wife, your husband is the boundary. Hallelujah. All our emotion should be underneath. And what God says to Cain, it's the same message tonight. Sin coucheth at the doorstep. Its desire is towards you. You should not desire the sin. Sin will have desire to you, but you shall not have desire to sin. You need to master it, because God has put everything under your feet. Otherwise, the sin will master you. Hallelujah. We are children of God. The seed of God abides in us. We cannot produce sin, because the seed is different. If God's seed is within you, you cannot love sin. You cannot go after sin, because you are of God. But those who commit sin, he is of the devil. Tonight, let me ask you, can you just say, I'm a child of God. Satan has nothing to do with me. I'm a child of God. His seed abides in me. I will produce his fruit. Hallelujah. May God bless you.